As we discussed in our previous shiur, the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, teaches us Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachos Hayu B'Yerushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas Kaveh Sutzah B'Shabsa. One was Kaveh Itzu, the one ate, decided to eat when the Rav was giving the shiur, the drasha. Achas Kaveh Sutzah B'Erev Shabbos. V'shneim nekru. And we quoted in our previous shiur, the Rashi has two pshatim on Kaveh Sutzah B'Erev Shabbos. One pshat, which we discussed extensively in our previous shiur, is that they ate a big meal on Friday, and because they ate a big meal on Friday, they weren't able to eat properly Shabbos night, and we discussed when and what you're allowed to eat Friday. And the other pshat, which we will discuss in this year, is that they ate better foods on Friday night meal than by the Shabbos day meal. And it's interesting to note that the Yam Shel Shloima says that we have to be careful to follow both pshatim. And he says specifically, as we just learned in the Gemara, v'shneim nekru, that both families were uprooted because they violated these halachas. So who is going to be the person that's going to play with fire, so to speak, and not be makbid on both of these halachas? And therefore, the Yam Shel Shloima says, "Mata ani koyr targal bnei ami. I'm upset. Zera koydish shomer Shabbos. We have people who attempt to be shomer Shabbos. Sheidim this harm is that aren't careful. V'yenekel b'neim lahash v'sudas boikel sudas erif. They treat the day meal equal to the night meal. And not only that, el meisif b'suda b'leil Shabbos minit tavshilin yos b'sudas boikel. They actually treat the Friday night meal even better than the day meal. V'ochlem b'shalei the Shabbos, they eat Friday night dagim toivim, good fish. Shikah suda b'nikibud. U'boik b'suda shachros kam oichlem dagim. And then they eat fish by day as well. Nemtze shemekom makom hishva suda, so now the two meals are the same. V'onu tzrichem l'chaber ha-Shabbos b'boiker yoyser. We have to treat the day meal with greater kavod than the night meal. Because the halach is, and we'll read the words of the Shulchan Aruch in a moment, Mishum kvoy joim shu ikr. Says the Marshal, Umiyoim omdi al dati, zois gedarti ba'atzmi. From, I remember, I'm careful, shloi lechel dogim b'leil Shabbos, I never ate fish Friday night. Shadov choshev msuyim. Fish is something you could identify as something very choshev and delicious. V'ochlani ois m'boikos, I only eat fish Shabbos by day. So even now, by the Friday night meal, they're going to serve all sorts of delicacies. Still, the Shabbos by day meal has something special. It has fish versus the Friday night meal that doesn't. And the Shair Tshuva, and the Rechaim Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkot and Aleph, says that if there's a food that somebody particularly likes, he should leave that food for Shabbos by day and not for Friday night. Says the Kaveh Chayim that the Arizal taught us that there is an inyan to eat fish by all the Suda Shabbos. So then we shouldn't follow the Marshal's advice, who says not to eat fish by night, only by day, because the Arizal says we're supposed to eat fish at all the meals. So we should leave over a different food for Shabbos by day. And in fact, I saw from the Chidah in the Yosef Oimetz, that's where the minig emanates that we eat cholent by day. Darach HaShulchan, however, says that even though, as we're learning now, we're supposed to have the better foods by day versus by night, there are some foods that can't be eaten by day. He says, hot soup, hot fish, apparently, they ate. Those are foods that you can't have Shabbos by day. You can only have Friday night. So if there's a food that you could only have Friday by night and not Shabbos by day, because it's simply impossible to figure out how to eat it, so those foods you should eat Friday night, and leave something else which could be eaten by day and by night for the day meal. Moreover, I saw that the Pesukim say that if somebody is not going to be wearing the same clothing by night and by day on Shabbos, he should wear the nicer clothing by day versus by night. All for the same reason that covered yom is other from covered laila. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Any yodim aseg mislechnus yayin lekiddush, lochin tzarch yisud l'kvar alayla, l'kvar ayoyim, l'kiddush ayoyim." That means we have four things to take care of. Kiddush by night, kiddush by day, a meal by night, and a meal by day. Mutav, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Shiyukna yayin lekiddush alayla." It's preferable to buy wine for night kiddush, memash yoyichin tzarch yisuda, to buy more food, or memash yikna yayin l'tzarch ayoyim. Wine for Friday night kiddush comes first. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, for harder tanya kvoid yoyim koyim l'kvoid laila, that we have to show more honor to the day meal versus the night meal, says the Shulchan Aruch, hanu dafka b'shar tzarch yisuda. That's regarding the foods we're going to eat at the meals. Avam ein lo elo kais echad l'kiddush. If you only have one cup for kiddush, kvoid laila koydim kvoid yoyim. Then the night comes before the day. Then not for kiddush, but for the meal, the day comes before the night. And therefore, as we said earlier, the Shaar Tshuva says this, even if somebody, Baruch Hashem, could afford to buy all sorts of delicacies, both for his Friday night meal and for his Shabbos by day meal, he still should leave something over, something special for his day meal. And in fact, in many communities, I saw this from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach actually, in many communities, there's a minig that Shabbos by day, they eat eggs and onions, or they eat chopped liver, which is a food that's typically only eaten by the Shabbos day meal, not by the Friday night meal. And the reason is because they especially wanted to set aside a food that's only eaten by day, not by night. And as we also said earlier, that's why Cholent and Kugel, Cholent particularly, is eaten by day, not by night. However, the Pesukim say that even though we're now explaining why Cholent should be eaten by day, not by night, if somebody just wants to taste the Cholent Friday night, he may. That's not called that he's eating it. Why is Kavod Yoyim more important than Kavod Laila? Because people, in those days particularly, ate their main meal by day. So since they ate the main meal by day, so they wanted to show that the main Shabbos meal is choshev for them. Moreover, I saw other Pesukim, this is from the Aruch HaShulchan, said that in the Beis HaMikdash, we know on Shabbos, they brought special kabbanis. And all kabbanis are brought by day. And that's why, and a third pshat that I saw, this is a very important pshat. When we think about Kedusha Shabbos is not that Friday night we reach the pinnacle of Kedusha Shabbos and then we go down from that pinnacle. On the contrary, as Shabbos continues, the Kedusha of Shabbos continues. And therefore, since the Kedusha of Shabbos continues as Shabbos continues, the halacha is that we want to show that. We don't want people to think that Shabbos Kedusha is diminishing. We want to recognize that the Kedusha Shabbos is actually growing. And how do we do that? By showing that at the second meal we eat more choshev foods than at the night meal. However, the Pesukim do make a very interesting point based on this. The main meal where we have to show the covered Shabbos is by the second Suda of Shabbos. So there are people that have a minig where they reverse the order. They come home from shul on Shabbos morning, they wash and eat a small meal, and then they take a break or they learn or whatever, and then later in the day they eat the main meal. So it turns out that the main meal is the third meal. So I saw from the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Zayin, and from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoy and Perek Nun Dalet Ha'ora Samach Aleph, that that's inappropriate, because the main meal is supposed to be the second meal of Shabbos, and therefore turning it around with a second meal, with a third meal, will be more chashuv than the second meal, is not what we're supposed to do. And therefore, they also say, interestingly enough, we actually discussed this in our previous year as well, that if Shabbos is Erev Yontif, so we don't want to eat too late Shabbos afternoon, because it's Erev Yontif. Yontif is on Sunday. So the minhag olam is that we divide the meal that we eat Shabbos by day in two. The first part is the Shabbos meal, and the second part is Shal Shulis. So the Paiskim say, if we're learning now that the main meal is supposed to be the second meal, so if we're dividing that meal into two, we should try to make sure that the more chashuv foods are eaten in the first of these two meals, not in the second of the two meals on this Erev, on the Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif.